Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. Of course, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we kind of have a hefty show coming up. We are talking about neuroplastic pathways and how to break that short circuit we have created in our brain. Definitely a topic for conversation at the dinner table. So, like I said, it is hefty. It's just me today, so I am definitely taking questions. You can go to Transformation Talk Radio and enter your questions there, and you can definitely call into the show. So, without further ado, what the heck are these neuroplastic pathways? It sounds like a hefty term, and it kind of is, right? So, it's about these wires in our brain and how our brain is wired, and we all have them, and we all have the capability to change them, and that's the fun part. So the neuroplasticity, this provides us with a brain that can not only adapt to changes, it's inflicted by damage. If somebody has a traumatic brain injury, that's the physicality side of these pathways being changed. But it can also be changed by any experiences that we encounter. So one of the ways I like to explain it in the beginning is it's kind of like having infant legs, right? Like when a baby is learning to walk, like it's really hard, you know? They fall down and bumps and bruises, and it's really confusing. But over time, these little kids, these babies, are able to learn how to walk, and it becomes less of an ordeal. So this, you know, and now obviously as an adult, you just like hop up and walk, and we don't think about the, putting one foot in front of the other. Like we don't have those thoughts. It's automatic. Okay, so that is what these neuroplastic pathways are about. Being able to learn something and then creating this short circuit that takes you from kind of how I like to put it is like bushwhacking through the jungle. So our brain was bushwhacking through the jungle to make this pathway to connect A to B in our ability to walk as an infant, right? Everything's really hard. We're bushwhacking through the jungle. And then it slowly becomes a walking path. And then maybe a road, and then maybe a paved road, and then a freeway, and then maybe a jet takes us from A to B. And so, again, as an adult, we are just walking without even thinking. So our brain does the same thing with physical pain and our emotions. And how I like to explain this is, my story with chronic pain, I think I've shared this plenty, and if you follow my work, you know it quite well. But I was diagnosed with endometriosis when I was 14, which also came then with chronic pain. And so how this idea of neuroplastic pathways and short circuits applies to our body in this sense is, first the symptoms, right? So the common symptoms of endometriosis are pain with periods, my emotional, ups and downs of PMS, all these things. And so when I would experience this, my brain would go, oh, that's the endometriosis, got it, boop. And then it starts expanding, right, as you deal with a chronic illness and chronic pain for a longer period of time, you start to have these second and third levels of symptoms. So now, not just my uterus is hurting, but my back and my abdomen and my digestive system is not working so well. And my brain again says, oh, got it. That is my disease. That's my chronic pain. Boop, got it. And then it expands to any time I don't feel good, right? This, again, over 20 years with this disease, my brain said, oh, I don't feel good. Boop, got it. That's the chronic pain. And then, so we can apply this then to our emotions. And an example in this one is, think of a person who makes you crazy, right? And the question is, did they always make you crazy? Like from the very first second you met this person, did they make you crazy? Or did it build over time? So one person, one of my clients came in and was just like, oh, and this is, you know, common. This isn't new information. She says, my mom is making me so crazy right now. She's like, I can't even read a text from her. Like, I just spiral. Right. So throughout our life, it wasn't like we were a little kid getting a text. Not that, you know, at my age, you didn't get texts when you were little, but it didn't start that way is my point. So we learned, we taught ourselves in our nervous system and our the wires in our brain reorganized themselves to say, oh, I figured this out. This person makes me crazy. A to B goes really fast. And we all do it, right? Like this person at work that might make you crazy. As soon as you see them, you're like 0 to 60 about how irritating this person is. And you're all of a sudden upset. And so the question becomes then, and what I'm going to spend this show discussing is how do you stop that? How do you rewire your life? How do you disrupt these neuroplastic pathways and break that short circuit of our emotions of pain? And so I have to tell you, it was probably, I think 2014, I went to a conference in New York City, and this woman out of the University of Michigan, Dr. Asani, presented the idea. She called it short circuiting. And for me, that was the first time it made sense. Because again, right, if somebody told you your neuroplastic pathways are off, misaligned, like that's a little bit of a hefty term to comprehend. But the way she put it was we short circuit these things. And so if we go back to my story, we're able to see that my brain started cutting out some of the information it needed to say, oh, that's my endometriosis pain, or that's my chronic pain. It cut out the information necessary to be like, maybe this is just stress making me not feel good. Maybe this pain is coming from something other than my disease. Maybe, I don't know. I played softball last night, and so I'm not young anymore. And so running around the bases, you know, sprinting around, that's not something I do in my everyday life. So I wake up today and I don't feel too bad, but my hip flexors are a little bit sore, like they're firing at me a little bit, which is not something I'm used to feeling. But in this short circuiting, if it was my lower back hurting and we would have taken me back to 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, I would have been like, oh, lower back pain. That's my chronic pain. Boop, got it. And so I've taken out all of the important information to make it maybe something different than the chronic pain and chronic disease. And so like I said, Dr. Asani put it in this way that I was able to understand like, oh, geez, I do that. And in that realization, I was able to figure out, like, if I can interrupt this pathway, this freeway, this jetway that I have created between A and B of I don't feel good, that must be the chronic pain. And again, if you know my story, my way of dealing with it was pain pills, muscle relaxers, hormones, you know. So if I didn't feel good, if it was pain, I'd take a pain pill. And so that's how this 125-pound person ended up having a tolerance to so many pain pills is I short-circuited my brain and its knowledge that maybe it's something else. You know, maybe I'm just tired because I'm not sleeping well. Maybe, you know, there's a million different scenarios you can think of. Maybe I'm just stressed. Maybe my emotional wellness level isn't that great. But for me, I had short-circuited it in a way that made it everything that was going on was the chronic pain and the disease. And so my healing was all about shortening this, breaking this circuit, making it a longer distance from A to B. Maybe now it's A to D. Maybe now it's A to L. And now A to Z and infinity. So that is what today's show is about, is how this neuroplastic pathway and short circuiting affects our life and what I do in my practice to help you break that short circuit. So we have to take a break. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with Audrey Michelle. And when we come back, we are continuing to discuss neuroplastic pathways and short circuiting our emotions. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Rewired Life Radio with Audrey Michelle. So today we are talking about the, you know, very light and airy topic of neuroplastic pathways and short-circuiting our emotions. And so I started last segment with defining what the neuroplastic pathways are and how these wires in our brain can go from, you know, easy little paths to super freeways in our mind. And it can work for us and it can work against us. So in the positive realm, right, we talked about how as a baby you can learn to walk. Like, that's a really great pathway to have. But on the not so good side, it can work against us in pain, which I shared with my story, with our emotions, and where you can start to be so irritated by a person you can't even be in the same room as them. And we are going to continue talking about this in a way of how does this affect you? And it sounds to me like we have a lovely caller here to talk about what's going on for her.
Hi there.
That
how
must
are
be
you?
Me, Audrey. Thank you. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, thank you so much, Audrey. Thank you. Thank you for this topic, because those of us that have had pain know the very, very tricky nature of it. And what I mean by that is everything from the seduction of my pain story to the lack of ways for us to actually detect what really is my pain? Where is it coming from? So it's kind of like if there was going to be a movie out about it and what I hear you talking about, the movie would be called The 50 Shades of Pain.
So first, let's say I'm sure everybody recognizes your voice, but the dear Dr. Pat decided to call in. thank you. I got a message from Justin that said, Dr. Pat has a question. I was like, yes, awesome. The 50 Shades of Pain, right? And we want to go from it being black and white, which is where I had gotten to. And, you know, I think the two of us agree upon this, is it had been, I'm either okay or I'm not. And we want to get back to a place of, you know, having the 50 shades of pain and being able to distinguish within there what is going on. And so I guess my question for you is, in your healing, how were you able to interrupt these pathways and these short circuits?
Well, I think for me, and I don't, yeah, I do remember, because, you know, I remember different versions of pain. And so let me explain what I remember. And you were talking about this earlier. Sometimes I would get pain in a part of my body, and it was so absolutely sharp, right? Kind of like when you bump your elbow on something, you get that weirdness that goes on, but you know it's your elbow. Other times, I was getting pain in other parts of my body. You know, so much so, Audrey, that the tipping point for me of really wanting to do something different was, I remember going into my bathroom one day to brush my teeth or something, shut the door, lock the door, and the next thing I know is I was in so much pain, especially in my hands at this time, I couldn't open the door. And I didn't have, like I have now in my house, those doorknobs that, you know, that are not round. So I had round doorknobs. And there was so much pain. And I don't know if we can talk about this, you know, in ways that people get it. But when you have that much pain that you can't grip a doorknob enough, meaning that you have to will your way through it to do it. And I remember just breaking down, and this was the change for me. I remember breaking down and in a moment of prayer saying, please, please give me something to help me here. Tell me what to do. Show me what to do. And all I heard was, run your hands in ice water. Run your hand, ice water. Ice water is what I heard, ice water. And what I did was I turned on the faucet. I didn't have my cell phone with me. Now I don't go to the bathroom, by the way, without my cell phone, just saying. ran the cold water on my hands, literally numbed them, you know, to the point where maybe something happened to them, you know, just enough that when I put the towel on the door handle to open it, I could get the door open. And that, to me, was a turning point. Some people call it a tipping point. But the tipping point for me was sheer determination to figure it out.
Uh-huh.
You know, which part of this pain was psychological pain for me? You know, which part of this pain was emotional pain for me? Which part of it was my neuro, my nerve endings, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I really had to spend time figuring it out. I mean, I didn't have your book. I didn't have you to talk to. So this was a time in life where I had to surrender to this.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I talk about with my clients is what you said. How much is this is physical? How much of this is my emotions? How much is this from, you know, my past that, you know, it's a pattern that I can't even see for myself? And we go in and we start breaking it up and using different techniques and starting to be aware of when we're essentially doing it to ourselves, when we're short-circuiting from A to B on a jet plane, right? And we want to slow that jet plane down for times where it's, you know, the pathway is not serving us well. Like, we don't want to break up the pathway that taught us how to walk. But breaking up the ones that aren't serving us well. And so being curious about how we're acting and then asking ourselves those questions, like you said, is this physical? Is this emotional? Is this spiritual? And then, you know, all of a sudden you get to have from A to Z, right? And the issue now, maybe the issue hasn't gone away, like, you know, what you're dealing with or chronic pain for me. You know, I say I'm pain and symptom free, which is true for me now, but are there days when I wake up in pain? Yeah, there are. But now I have ways to be like, okay, I'm going to meditate and I'm going to get other people's stuff off of me. I'm going to do my journaling and work through, you know, what's not in alignment for me. And it's incredible, Dr. Pat. I can literally wake up in pain in I would call it a good pain level of 7. And within an hour, I can be like, yep, figured it out. I'm good now, you know?
Right.
And so that's for me, you know, some women, it's different, but my point is now that we've made it, instead of A to B pain, you know, boom, black and white, we've made it A to Z. And so the pain only gets to occupy a small portion of my life instead of, you know, overtaking it.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing I love about this and what we're talking about, it is I had an awakening and a realization, so to speak, that I was becoming my pain. Now, what do I even mean by that? What I mean by that was I wasn't me. I wasn't Pat anymore. I wasn't, you know, this vibrant, alive, you know, I've got a future in front of me. I wasn't that. I became my pain. I became my pain story. And, you know, what saved me from all of this was I was 6 months into doing the radio show. Uh-huh. And I couldn't do anything else, Audrey. I physically couldn't do anything else. Uh-huh. And so all of a sudden, I found myself being a student. And my attention went from my pain to an interest. Right? A journey.
Yeah.
A curiosity. Right?
Studying it.
You know what I'm saying?
Studying it in a different way.
Yeah.
Like you became a student of your own body.
Exactly. My own pain.
Your own needs. Yeah.
And I stopped calling it my pain. I mean, I went through we're kind of doing like a flash course in this, right? I have to tell you, I didn't wake up the next day and be like, my pain is my friend. No. No, I had to go through a series of perseverance, curiosity, and action.
Uh-huh.
I did. I had to learn how to meditate, what it would do for me. I also had to learn how important the question, what else is possible, means. to me. What else is possible?
What else is possible?
Pain, what else is possible?
I want to make sure, I'll talk about that. I want to make sure we don't skim over something. And you said you stopped calling it my pain. And that was a huge distinction for me too. It was no longer like, oh, my pain or my disease. It was, I just stopped using that because it didn't belong in my life anymore. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge shift for me.
It's huge. Isn't it the most important thing? I think when I look back now, that one idea of it not calling it my pain, my disease, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was the first part for me where I didn't even call it a disease anymore. I had to stop that because I had created what the story was. Here's the story. Oh, my gosh. I've now got this blank. My pain is so high. I'll never be able to get a job. I'm not really being able to show up in my relationship. There's nothing that I'm going to be able to do. I'm going to end up homeless, you know, in a wheelchair. And believe me, I was looking at a wheelchair. I actually went shopping for a wheelchair.
Oh, gosh.
But we can help people. You can help people.
Yeah. Just start to break that down. I'm glad you called in. I know it's something we're both very,
thank
very
you.
Passionate about. Okay, we've got another break
thank
coming
you.
Up here. But thank you, Dr. Pat, for your insight. Always so, so wise and always so fun to hear your voice. So you're listening to Rewired Life Radio with Audrey Michelle. And we are
because the statistics now show, Audrey, that we have more people in this country in pain than we have in our existence ever. So thank you for doing what you do.
My pleasure. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special. Or how about, I am working on getting a job I love. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show, Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love. While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Hello, everyone, and we are back on Rewired Life Radio. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. So I am just super grateful for the wonderful Dr. Pat, being inspired to call in and share her story. And I wanted to say something. First of all, Dr. Pat and I have hefty stories, and I recognize that. And I know I have had several conversations where women have come into my office. I call it sit on my sofa, where women have come and sat on my sofa and been like, you know, I don't have a story like yours. Mine's not like not a big deal. And so I wanted to spend a little bit of time here talking about, the fact that my story and Dr. Pat, it can be hard to connect to, right? For an average person to just be like, oh, I don't need that because my story isn't like this big, like chronic pain thing for 20 years. Like, I understand that that's hard to connect to. So I want to talk about what this means for you in your day-to-day life, and how these pathways in these short circuits, recognizing them can be so helpful in your emotional wellness. And so over the break, Justin in the background here has collected some comments that have popped up. And I've picked out a few of them to talk about. And some of them for those of you that are still listening that wrote in, I will not talk about some of them that are, more medically, I guess, driven topics, because what I do is all about our emotions, and it's all about our spiritual growth. And so the way I like to talk about it is in my own recovery. Like, yes, I had the chronic pain and the dis-ease, but my healing came from not trying to, I guess what I would call fight, right? Not trying to fight the disease and fight the pain. It was from me stepping back and being like, what else? Like Dr. Pat said, what else is possible? What else is going on? And at the time, I would have told you, like, I'm just going to set this medical piece aside because, you know, clearly everybody who knows anything about this has done all the things that they know to do. And I need to take a break because it's taken over. And all I knew to do, like my inner wisdom spoke up on that awful day I talk about in my book, The Wonderful Chapter 4, that I call Cereal Bowl Day. My inner wisdom spoke up and was like, we have to go in a different direction. And that different direction was reconnecting to myself. So my repatterning and my rewiring of my brain was to insert some new breaks and some new circuits around what's best for me in this situation, aside from the fact that, yes, I have chronic pain and I have all these other things, start to insert some new junctions, if you will, around, is this pain emotional? And the answer for me was like, yeah, a lot of this pain is emotional. And so one of the questions that hit me really well is Chris from Houston writes in and says, are there simple ways for me to recognize if I've created negative neuroplastic pathways? And they continue to say, I don't feel obvious pain, but I know that I'm being affected a lot when I'm around my family. It takes me days of being away from them before I start to feel like myself. So any tips on how to stay grounded when I'm with my family? So I think kind of alluded to this in the very first segment about my one client who was just like, oh my God, my mom makes me so crazy. So that's going to be our first tip, is if we have thoughts like that, whether it's your mom or, like I said, a person at work or your neighbor or your whatever. And so, Chris, I'm gonna answer your question in a way that I am recently experiencing this. My husband and I just moved into a new house about 10 months ago now, and it's a duplex. So we live kind of inner city in Denver, and so there are a lot of, you know, it's high density housing. So we live in a duplex, and our neighbor, they party like a lot, through the night, like clubbing style. And it started right away. I mean, we moved in first and then they were probably a few weeks behind us, but I was able to like watch my work happen and then watch it short circuit and then deal with myself in unraveling the short circuit. And so they were having like serious, like thumping music parties 3 times a week. And it seemed like they would gather, at the house next door at like 7 and they'd party till 10:30. And my husband and I would be like, sweet, it's over 10:30. Fine. But what was happening is they would go to the club and then they would after party at our house, their house, at about 2:30 until about 6 a.m. when my husband would take the dog out in the morning, like there were still people. So we weren't sleeping and it was kind of a disaster. So at the beginning, like I had a lot of compassion. I was like, gosh, you know, like, it's their house too. And, trying to be nice about it, like, oh, I suppose this is just like a once in a while sort of thing. Like they just got a new house and they're real proud of it. And so they want to bring their friends back. And the longer it went on, like I said, it was like 2 to 3 parties a week. And like on Tuesdays, not Friday and Saturday. I mean, Friday and Saturday and a Tuesday. The longer it went on, the quicker my fuse went off. And so there for a while, it was just like, oh, I'll just put my earplugs in. I'll go to bed. I'll catch up on sleep later. It's okay. Like they live here too. And then all of a sudden it was, oh my God, like me freaking out. And it got to the point months down the road after like literally dozens of parties where if a car parked in front of my house that I didn't recognize, I'd be like, oh my God, they're doing it again. And my body would be freaking out. And I was just like, I had now projected into the future, like, I'm not going to sleep tonight. I got so much to do tomorrow. Like my week is ruined because there are cars out front. So if you can kind of see how I went from like, oh gosh, like they just like to have a good time every once in a while to like a car showed up in front of my house and I lost it. Like my week is ruined. So that is, I was able to watch this for myself, right? And so that's one way you can recognize if you've created these negative neuroplastic pathways is just watch yourself, right? Is it something that you used to have patience with yourself about and now you don't? And like I like to say, you go from 0 to 60 in a nanosecond, just like you can feel your body just be like so irritated. Oh my God, so fast. So that is something to look for. And then to answer the second question, part of your question here, Chris, is it takes you days of being away from them before you can start to feel like yourself again. So this would suggest to me, obviously, I haven't met you. We haven't really talked really. But on surface level, my first guess is that you have an empathetic nervous system, which we've talked about prior in this show. And that means you can feel other people's stuff. And so and one of the places it's most easiest to do it is with those close to us. So obviously your family. And so if your family is going through something or if there's, some inauthenticity, some sort of rub that has been ongoing within the family, you're going to feel it, right? If they're feeling nervous and anxious about you coming home because maybe there's some unsaid truths in there, you're going to feel that they're uncomfortable, but you're uncomfortable yourself. So you've now magnified the problem. That's where this, I call it like jitteriness happens in our body. Is again, that empathetic nervous system where you've taken on other people's stuff. So the first thing to know for yourself is A, that that is possible, because I am one of them, like a very highly sensitive empath. And I didn't know this about myself. And once I realized that that is even possible, I was like, oh dear. Oh, wow. Okay. I started noticing. And you can ask yourself, and we've talked about this in prior shows, you can ask yourself, is this mine or is this somebody else's? Now, the hard part is you have to be quiet enough and still enough within yourself to hear the true answer, right? We have to shut our brain off. And I think I've given this meditation before where you can move your thoughts from the front, your frontal cortex, right? The logical brain to the back of your brain where our subconscious is and starts to be more feeling oriented, and then down into our heart. And so you want to come from this heart-centered place and ask yourself, is this mine or is this somebody else's? And chances are, if it's taking you days to get over it and to feel regrounded within yourself, you've taken on their stuff, and what you are feeling is the majority of their own stuff, not yours. Meaning 90%, I'm assuming it tends to be 80 to 90% of what you are feeling is not your own. And so there is a cord cutting meditation on my website that you can download for free. And it takes, I think it's a 10-minute meditation, not a long one by any means, that you can download and be able to cut those energetic cords from these people that you've come in contact with. And the ones closest to us tend to be the thickest, gnarliest cords. And so we definitely want to go ahead and cut those. And holy smokes, we are almost ready for a break here. And so in the next break, I'm going to try to get to these other questions. So if you did write in a question, stay tuned. I'm going to try to get a hold of these as well and then finish up the topic that I had planned for us to be talking about. But, so again, you are listening to Rewired Life Radio. Today we are talking about neuroplastic pathways and short-circuiting these emotions for ourselves and how to break up these negative ones. So super hefty topic, but a very important topic. So we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to continue that conversation. So again, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, on Rewired Life Radio, and we will be right back.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend In Silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLoos.com. That's SarahLoos.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough. Overcome life's greatest challenges and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio. I'm your host, Artie Michelle, and of course, we are learning how to love, heal, and celebrate. And today's topic is all about neuroplastic pathways and short-circuiting these emotions in our mind. And so last segment, we had a great discussion from a listener who had wrote in and asked a question about, you know, their family and I'm so disconnected, but by the time I get home, like, how do I get regrounded? And so I wanted to address in this segment more questions from listeners. And so Jen from Bothell writes in and says, how do you work with these people to recognize these types of pain? And she says, in other words, I have chronic pain and it shows up in what seems to be random ways. And most of the time I can't tell if it's chronic pain or if it's a new issue. And so this is something that I'm super passionate about and I love talking about. If you are familiar with the work of the beautiful pioneering work of Louise Hay, I would suggest getting her book, Heal Your Body A to Z. So Louise started doing this work in the, I believe, the late 70s and published this book in the 80s. And so it is a list of physical issues. And she starts to talk about it in a way of dis-ease, like where are we not at ease in our body and in our life? And it's very fascinating. And I'll just, I think the easiest one to talk about this through is headaches. So in Louise's work, the way she talks about headaches is not so much that our head aches. She talks about it in a way that it is, self-doubt within our emotional body. And the way that our emotional body is speaking to us is through our physical body in this headache, in the form of headaches. And so this is something I have brought in into my life. So I no longer look at physical pain as physical pain. I look at it as my emotional body and my psyche trying to talk to me about where I am off. And so if we use these headaches, like I said, with Louise Hay's work and calling it self-doubt, you can start to look at your life in a way that's like, okay, where am I doubting myself? And what I find fascinating is, you know, a lot of times when I was still in the corporate world, it would be, call it 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I would start to get just this headache. Oh, geez. And if you think about it in a way of self-doubt, it's pretty easy to see maybe this headache is starting because I'm doubting myself and how much I can finish in this day, right? Somewhere around 3 to 4 o'clock, I would start to realize, oh my, this is not going to get done today. And I would start adding to my to-do list for tomorrow. And it was like all of these things were just piling up and causing stress and self-doubt and manifesting then as a headache. And if you've listened to the show, let's see, late May, I had Dr. Nadine, a naturopath on, and she spoke about masculine versus feminine and how the left side of our body is our feminine side and the right side of our body is our masculine side. You can start to peel back layers then of where your pain is showing up. And I believe the example she used was, I think a client of hers had recently, you know, just kind of in passing, they were talking about this, but had stubbed their toe on their left side of their body. So if you start to break it down, first of all, left side of the body, feminine side, which has nothing to do with being female. Feminine energy is all about being able to receive, being in your creative energy. And then the toe, like the foot area, toes are really about moving forward in life. So the stubbing your toe, then maybe your body, your emotional body, if you want to think about it in this way, maybe your emotional body is trying to tell you that you are stuck in your creativity and resisting moving forward. So that's one example. Another example would be, let's see. I'm just trying to pull one out of the air that I have recently had to deal with. Let's just call lower back pain. So lower back, again, in Louise Hay's work, shows up as financial distress, financial thoughts, financial movement. So if you're experiencing low back pain, if you want to look at it through the lens of Louise Hay, you know, maybe there's something going on with you financially that you need to work through. And this could be positive or negative. Like maybe a bunch of money has showed up and you freaked out because you don't know how to deal with it. You don't know where you want to spend it. You don't know where you want to save it, how much you want to save, how much you want to spend. Do I want to buy a car? Do I want to buy a house? Right? And so it has created a little bit of stress for you. In a good way, right? Like getting a bunch of money, awesome. Or maybe you're stressed because now a bunch of people are asking you for money. I don't know, I'm just making it up. But that's the way that our brain tends to work, right? Like if we start to come up with scenarios. I think my guest, Denise Onofre, was talking about how our brain loves to create problems to solve. So in that situation, we could say, oh, all of this money, this abundance of money has come in. And now our brain likes to create problems so we can solve them, our ego brain, anyway. And so, you know, you could spiral off into this like stress about how I'm going to save it, how I'm going to spend it, how am I going to give it. And that has, you know, taken you a little bit off alignment and it is showing up in lower back pain. So then your opportunity is to look at it and be like, oh, my emotional body is feeling stress in the financial arena. What do I need to honor for myself? What do I need to recognize for myself? And in this scenario that I just made up, you know, if you've come into a lot of money or you owe a lot of money, just recognizing like, oh, I need to come to some decisions for myself and feel into what is right for me moving forward and heal that, right? Heal the, say you got a bunch of money and now family members are asking you for money and heal that for yourself. Meaning, am I going to lend money? Am I going to gift money? If so, how much? And just honor that for yourself and then move past that decision. And I'm telling you, I do this in my life. I do this for my clients and we work through it in this way. Recognizing and coming up with an action plan that is aligned for you allows that energy to move on. And so now your emotional body and your inner wisdom has been honored and the energy can move and it really can relax those areas. So that is very, very powerful. So because this is the fourth segment, I of course like to talk about how to live with intention. And I think for me, obviously, I've done a show before and I shared my, you know, I wake up and I meditate and I do my morning pages and journal through what would you have me do. I think a good one for today is what else is possible, right? Like Dr. Pat said, what else is possible in my life? And backing up from, you know, the black and white, the A and B, and being like, okay, what else is possible? Like, I just heard this lady on the radio talk about how maybe my back pain has nothing to do with back pain. What else is possible? Like, what else is going on in my life that I need to clean up for myself? So, it's all very, to me anyway, a very fascinating topic of discussion. And, And I can't believe this hour has come to an end. Again, talking about neuroplastic pathways and short-circuiting pain and short-circuiting our emotions is all about rewiring your brain, rewiring your life, and creating a new nervous system, one choice at a time, moment by moment. And like I always say, with a new nervous system, you will be a new person looking at the world with new glasses. So if you're ready to look at life differently, if you're ready to heal wounds and to shift your thinking, let's talk. Of course, I have many ways that we can work together, from online classes to one-on-one coaching, and you can always learn more at my website, audreymichelle.com. All my info is there on the contact page. You can sign up for my quick tools in learning to listen to your body, which is the meditation we talked about today, moving from your head to your heart. That is the listen to your body meditation on my website. And you can download that for free. So obviously I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank those of you that wrote in with questions. I know I didn't get to everybody, but I am going to take what you said into consideration moving forward. So hopefully we can roll that in. But you can join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific at rewiredliferadio.com. And next week on Rewired Life Radio, I am going to have food and wellness coach Cynthia Stad joining us, and we're going to talk about how to eat empowered. So everybody have a great week. Tune in next Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. With author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.